The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness, now in its 27th year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
Question, which type of pain is the most intense? Well, if you have an abrasion, that's a pain level of 2, kind of like scalding yourself with hot water is one example. The pain signal is get your voice in gear before you engage your mouth. The pain is relatively weak, or at least the signal is, and the brain is aware that the injury is not life-threatening. Now, pain level of 4, on the other hand, a sensation of enormous pressure that comes on very strong but subsides fast. That is one example of this is a broken nose. And unlike the pain of an injured organ or other broken bones, the pain typically fades pretty fast. And I can talk from experience because I broke my nose twice as a child. Migraines, on the other hand, ouch, that's a pain level of 8. They say like a jackhammer driving into the skull continuously. And I've talked to many people with migraines. Fortunately, I've never suffered from one, but it's caused by the inflammation of the blood vessels and the meninges. Area of the brain, and as they swell, they irritate the surrounding tissue, and that activates pain sensors. Pain level of 9 is an example of that would be angina, something like ramming a hot needle into your chest, spasms of the heart, angina pectoris, can cause one of the most excruciating kinds of pain, they say, according to experts. Usually lasts, fortunately, only for a few seconds to a few minutes. Pain level of 10, what would you guess? What part of the body? Your kidneys, renal colic. There's more pain involved there than a gunshot wound. They say that acute renal colic occurs when kidney stones or blood clots are blocking the ureter. But the kidneys being so sensitive to pain is of vital importance because renal colic can be fatal. And talk to many people with kidney stones, and they say that's the most painful thing they've ever experienced. Well, we don't want you to be in any pain, even at level 1. In this hour of the program, it's one of our topics of discussion. Hey, this is your painless injection of health information. Doesn't cost anything, so there's no insurance required. And the best part of all is you don't have to take off your clothes or pull down your pants for this doctor's appointment. Just bend over so you can get your ears close to the speakers and listen. Hour number 2 of Dr. Health Radio. It's the Snowman with you. Excuse me, David Snow, keeping you cool and healthy. I am your healthy, happy, humble health stylist host, I might add. And we're here every week at this time to make you a healthier person. All right, in this hour of the program, get some hydration. I talked about being dehydrated in the first hour of the program. Got to get a sip of aqua here. Oh, much better. All right. Anyway, we'll talk about Hawaiian herbal medicine and other botanical remedies that are alternatives to the over-the-counter or prescription remedies that may address pain very effectively. And we'll talk about other ways that botanical medicine could be of benefit to you, not only for pain, but also many other ailments. So Steve Fraley is our botanical medicine expert from the island of Kauai. If you're listening to the mainland, on the mainland, we broadcast from Honolulu, but he flies in every so many months and is with us today to talk about this all-important topic. So that's coming up after a few announcements and a few features. Coming up later this hour, it's our weekly health report from former veteran TV news reporter Dick Allgaier on today's edition. The makers of a pesticide, the pesticide Roundup, will no doubt try to get around having to pay a huge award that was awarded by a California jury this week, or was it just recently anyway. Details on that. Then, would you like a stronger memory when you reach your elderly years? Well, Dick has some tips for doing just that. Plus, a new survey revealing the many health benefits of owning a pet. And we're going to talk about pet health as well as people health here on Dr. Health today. All that information coming your way a little later in the program on the Health Report. All right, let's go to, let's see, where else are we going here? Fitness file, do we have? Let's go to matters of sexual health. This is interesting. Fewer boys born after earthquakes. 9 months after each of the three worst earthquakes in Japan's recent history, fewer boys were born. They say that stress makes it harder to conceive, or at least for sons. One explanation could be that sperm carrying the male Y chromosome are damaged more easily by stress, say researchers. So fewer boys are conceived, or male embryos may be less resilient to stress than females. They also found that there are fewer male babies were born 9 months after extreme heat waves and cold snaps in Japan. And also, I might add that during stressful times, male fetuses are more likely to miscarry. So that's interesting news there. All right, let's see. Let's go to, we can go to the Funny Bone Pharmacy. Mm-hmm. 7 billion people on the planet, and I can tolerate maybe 10. Oh, wait. I did this. Finally got my head together. My body fell apart. Let's see. Rise and grind. Oh, here's some new ones. Rather acne suicides. Let's see. You look better in photographs. How's that for a left-handed compliment? Saw that on a T-shirt. My weekend countdown begins Monday morning. Oh, no. It's not an optimist for you. Genuine antique person. Been there, done that, can't remember. Let's see, what else? I can't believe how old people my age are. That's one that I always think about. I'm in the 12-step program. I walk 12 steps to my favorite bar. That's terrible. Okay, all right. I'll leave you with this last one here. Today, it's a half a laugh. Hopefully, next week, it'll be a laugh and a half. All right. I'll leave you with two. Here's a T-shirt that says, autocorrect, my worst enema. I think that means enemy. And this is on the side of a coffee cup. Depresso. Oh, I love this. Depresso. The feeling that you get when you are out of coffee. When you're out of espresso, it's time to depresso. Okay. All right. That is it for these segments. When we come, here's a couple. Actually, when we come back, I'm going to have a couple of other articles for you on how do you know where painkillers go, or how do painkillers rather know where to go when there's pain in your body, and also letters. Doctors' letters can help cut down on opioid prescriptions. What's that about? We'll have details on those stories and more coming up here on the Healthiest 2 Hours on Radio. I'm David Snow. Don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy.
Want to get at the core issues that make weight loss so difficult? Try PGX from Natural Factors. This revolutionary product is clinically shown to help people achieve their ideal body weight in a safe, natural way. PGX helps you feel full for hours, dramatically reduces the glycemic index of any food or meal, and ultimately causes the release of the compounds that achieve two important goals in weight loss. One, telling your brain that you're satisfied so you eat less. And two, improving the action of the hormone insulin. As medical doctor Mark Hyman said in his best-selling book, Eat Fat, Get Thin, if you choose to use only one supplement, PGX is the most important. If you've ever tried to lose weight and failed, you need the tremendous support of PGX from Natural Factors. For more information on making your weight loss dream a near effortless reality, visit pgx.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Vila. If you like to get your hands dirty working in the yard, you could get a serious, even fatal disease from the tetanus bacteria in your soil. Maybe you wear gloves to help reduce injuries, but you need a routine shot every 10 years to prevent both tetanus and diphtheria, another potentially fatal disease. So get the TD booster shot. If it's been 10, do it again. To learn more, visit the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases at www.nfid.org.
With all the news about side effects of prescription and OTC anti-inflammatories, just launched is Xanthocin, a very potent yet safe anti-inflammatory supplement for health and longevity. Xanthocin is the result of decades of research on the natural compound astaxanthin, proved to support inflammatory health without the side effects. And Xanthocin is a pure and highly absorbed form of astaxanthin, endorsed by doctors and healthcare professionals for superior health and anti-aging benefits, backed by 1,500 peer-reviewed papers and over 50 human trials. It's also potent. In fact, just two capsules of Xanthocin with a meal equals six capsules of other astaxanthin products. So enhance your supplement regimen today by adding Xanthocin to support your inflammatory health and longevity. You can find physician-endorsed Xanthocin at all GNC locations in Hawaii and the mainland, or order it online at xanthocin.com.
Hey, we're excited you could join us today. Welcome back to the program. David Snow on your radio, clinically proven to raise your health IQ levels. We are your audio source for the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness. And here to keep us well, one of our resident health experts here on the show, Steve Fraley from the island of Kauai. And we, of course, broadcast here from Honolulu, so we appreciate you flying in. Actually, you're flying in anyway because you're this weekend, for our Hawaii listeners, you're participating in the Made in Hawaii Festival, which is the biggest event of its kind here at the center here in Honolulu. And tell us about yesterday's event.
It was busy. I mean, parking was...
My producer said he couldn't even get in, and he always goes on a Friday. It was Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
It was from 8 till 10 o'clock, at 9 o'clock at night yesterday, mm-hmm. and we were really busy. It's fun. It's really fun. It's one of the best quality shows, I think, in Hawaii.
That's great.
Because it's quality products that are juried, made in Hawaii.
Mm. Okay, great. And, of course, your product is made in Hawaii, and we'll talk about that in just a few minutes. But let's first talk about pain. And if we can set the stage for our new listeners, just to give a backgrounder of some of the botanical basis, basically, of pain and inflammation management and treatments from our history, not only here in the Pacific Islands, but also worldwide. I mean, last time I had you on, you mentioned the Aborigines used a product called noni, or a plant rather called noni. The Morinda citrifolia is the botanical name, and they used it. Long before the Hawaiians did in the South Pacific Islanders.
There's actually pictorial references to Aborigines eating noni 40,000 years ago.
Now, is there any evidence that they used it for pain, inflammation, or what they used it for?
They actually found is a raw food that feeds the cells of the body and it addressed a wide variety of conditions. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any written documentation from 40,000 years ago of what they
I don't think so.
But if it transfers over to the Polynesian culture, they were seafarers and they took it around the world in the tropical zone. It was their main food source and medicinal plant. Mm. Research 165 beneficial compounds in the pulp of the fruit. For me, there's a lot of things in nature that heal. By personally, in over 30 years of doing this, I've never seen anything as broad-based as noni because there's so many compounds in the pulp.
So it's not a staple food like potatoes or something like that?
No, but in times of famine, they ate it as raw food. But normally, they found by eating it every day, it was a natural preventative. They found they didn't get different problems. They didn't get sick. Mm. My experience doing it and actually working with the sports trainers at the University of Hawaii, applying our lotions topically, the Icy Heat lotion, pain goes away, but it actually sprains, strains, it heals those things. University of Michigan, Big Blue, just called and ordered cases of our fruit leather for their football team.
Wow, really?
Yeah, they just called about 2 weeks ago. So we have about 15 NCAA Division I colleges use it on athletes because it's not a drug. They apply it topically. pain goes away. And so it actually stimulates the healing process faster so they can play sooner. So whether sports injuries or chronic pain, you know, your inflammation pain, arthritis, and all those different things.
And you do have a sports line, even though it's...
We developed with Eric, the football trainer at UH, about 5 years ago. We've always done the Icy Heat Noni Lotion with menthol and camphor. We added 1% more for at his request for quickness of response. And one of the biggest questions we get all day long at the show yesterday, what's the difference between the sports formula and the regular Icy Heat? And it's not that it's more potent. It's just penetrates faster. Reaction on your skin is menthol camphor, opens the pores up, gets in faster, and relief and healing is faster.
Now, since we're on that topic, yesterday I was at Namea, the Hawaiian store here in Honolulu, and I bought this, it's called the Indigenous Soap Company. It's made here in the islands. And they use, the one I bought, they had, I guess, three varieties. And the one I was attracted to was the one, I'm smelling it, and it has the camphor. And it says that historically it was used, it has a long tradition as a herbal healing remedy over the centuries. And then for skin problems and so on. So it's not just symptomatic relief, it's also long-lasting healing relief as well.
For me, it gets at the root cause. Topically, if you pull a muscle sprain, I actually found applying Noni topically, it heals it five times faster. For sports people or runners, if you sprain your ankle, there's five different category 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 based on severity. Category 5 generally takes 4 to 6 weeks. At the universities, putting on athletes with Category 5 sprains, instead of 4 to 6 weeks, 4 to 5 days they're running.
Oh my gosh. It's
not a miracle tomorrow morning, but it promotes healing faster so they can play sooner. Same thing with people. You know,
no wonder the professional ball teams have it, because those guys make millions of dollars, and if they miss one game, that's big bucks. Yeah. Now, getting back to what I previewed or teased the audience with before the break, and that is, how do painkillers know where the pain is? there's actually science behind this. People take aspirin and ibuprofen, naproxen, et cetera, and those are all chemically acidic, and other NSAIDs, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, like Tylenol, are non-acidic, but they don't possess any anti-rheumatic effects, which we'll talk about a little later. But these drugs, they say, prevent the body from manufacturing the prostaglandins, which are the inflammatory compounds that the body produces, which have their place, but a lot of times people produce too much, especially if they eat a lot of meats or things in their diet that encourage the formation of prostaglandins. But the drugs that are effective at suppressing pain, unfortunately, can cause side effects, as you know, Steve, such as gastritis. And, of course, with aspirin, you can have stomach ulcers and increase your risk of internal bleeding. In fact, I read where every aspirin you take, I think you bleed a teaspoon of blood, something like that, even if you don't have a tendency or are sensitive to it. But gastrointestinal problems don't occur with Tylenol, which is acetaminophen. But on the other hand, it's less effective at combating inflammatory pain and, of course, can be dangerous from a liver standpoint, a toxicity standpoint, especially if you're combining it with alcohol. So all these medications have advantages but also side effects, whereas Noni, it seems like, has some of the many of the same benefits, but
no negative
sans the side effects.
Yeah, there's Dr. Brian Issel, we've talked about before,
University of
Hawaii. He's at Scripps Institute, I think, in La Jolla now. He did a 10-year FDA research at the University of Hawaii on terminally ill cancer patients, giving them Noni internally, not juice, but the raw pulp. He dried it at high temperatures, not fermented, which is what we do for potency. He found, I went to his opening dissertation 8 years into it, and when they gave it Noni internally, pain totally gone in all the people off of drugs. And that was he had bar graphs showing, from this research. But Noni, that's what it does, internally. And he could not find one negative side effect. They were up for 10 years, up to 40 times the daily dosage. In phase one of the research, they try and find a toxic level, could not find one. It was all benefits. And one of the most common responses is energy. Noni gives you energy. And that's why you eat it. It gives you energy. It's, also. So
but it's not like a coffee energy.
No, it's not caffeine. It's just a positive. It gives you sustained energy. So on our farm, we eat it before we go out to work all day or put the lotions on as an anti-inflammatory for swelling if we're weed whacking all day. So we use it. you know, on our farms. And we found it, you know, just from trial and error, what it does.
And you have thousands of trees, that's for thousands. Sure, on your
And we
farm.
Actually just expanded to where our 70-acre certified organic farm. We used to be 30. We just bought 33 more acres behind us.
Excellent.
It's exciting.
70
beautiful,
acres.
Beautiful piece of property overlooking the ocean with albatross and all kinds of stuff.
And we'll talk about the fact that you have farm tours and people can
Free
actually
farm
tour your property if you go to the island of Kauai.
Yeah.
Steve, I told you yesterday that we are going to have a guest on talking about
pets.
Because you have a whole pet line of products for pets, pain, inflammation, fleas, ticks, hot spots, etc.
Yeah.
So we want to bring on, and we've had her on as a guest before. She is a recurring guest. She has devoted her, you know, virtually all of her adult life to the study of animals and how they affect human health and how we can enhance their health. But they are definitely enhancing our health. You know, it's a two-way street, but we have so many. There's so many benefits. In fact, Dick Allgaier's health report a little later, one of the three stories he has on our weekly health report is the health benefits of pets. And so we want to bring on Carlene Montez Dioka to the Dr. Health Radio microphones. Good morning, Carlene. How the health are you?
I am the health very well. How are you?
Good, good. And I should mention, too, that you are the author of Dog as My Doctor, Cat as My Nurse, An Animal Lover's Guide to a Healthy, Happy, Extraordinary Life. And by the way, do you know what extraordinary means, or my definition at least? Do you know the term extraordinary? Why did you put that in the title, by the way?
Yes, actually because I was trying to achieve whole body health, which is what I feel that our animal companions really help us with. It's not just physical health, but physical, emotional, mental, and even spiritual health. So it's like healthy, happy, extraordinary.
All right. Well, you know,
what's your definition?
Well, my definition is the difference between ordinary and extraordinary is that little extra.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got a lot of extras with all the benefits that pets give humans, and conversely, or vice versa, we give to them as well. Give it right back to them. So let's talk about the fact that you know, it's not just people that have health issues with summer heat. Our pets also struggle with the challenge of dealing with high temperatures at this time of the year, especially those with thick fur and other issues. So tell us how you address that from your standpoint as a pet expert.
Yeah, absolutely. There are five things I'd love to share with you very quickly. Of course, there are more, but the number one thing, and I always feel like I have to start here, is leave your pet at home. I mean, as much as we want to bring them with us wherever we want to go, cars are like ovens.
That's
and
right.
Even the Center for Disease Control says that it can be 80 to 100 degrees outside. In your car, it can be 130 to 172.
That's
and
right.
As you say, our guys are you know, our animal friends have fur coats. We don't have fur coats. So if you're hot, think about how they are. So I'll say that's the number one thing. And, you know, I'm always stopping and seeing people who leave their cars, their windows slightly open. That's not enough, not enough. So leave the guys at home. And then also when you leave them at home, leave them, think about like how you would like to be cool. So maybe you have AC, maybe you have some fans, maybe you can leave some windows open that have some air. But also make sure you leave the water, you know, and enough water because they're going to have to take care of themselves. They can't be shouting for people to help them when they're inside.
Of course,
I'll say, so those are two things. And then, hey, this is really cool. I found this out for my own animals because I live in New Mexico now where it's a little bit drier and a little bit hotter.
A little bit drier? Did you say a little bit drier? Like single-digit humidity levels. Yeah, that's how dry it is in New Mexico.
Hey,
I've been there.
We had like 52% humidity yesterday.
Oh,
awesome.
that's unusual.
Right now.
Okay.
But the other thing, too, is like if you get like cold pads, you can get them, you know, like the ice packs you have.
Oh, right.
A cold water bottle. And you wrap it in a little thin towel and you put it on. Like my dogs are lying around a lot, so I'll put them like maybe close to the groin area, close to areas where they will cool down, like the tummy. They cool down very fast, and they also make these really great pads that you can actually buy for not too much online, where if your dog steps on them, they start to cool down immediately.
Wow.
So you can leave those on their beds.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You know, while you're gone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Kind of like the blue ice thing, you put it in the freezer and then bring it out?
Exactly. Yeah. Now, I want to say those aren't necessarily made, you know, for dogs. So, you know, make sure you wrap them or put them in plastic because you don't want, like, a puppy to be chewing on them. But
Oh, that's right.
Right? But so just use common sense with that. Mm-hmm. And so that would be one thing. And then I just want to say for cats, make sure you leave them some access to, like, let's say a bathroom where the tile is cool. They like to go into sinks. They like to go into bathtubs. You know, that kind of coolness, they're going to search that out. So that's a good one when you have cats. And my last thing I'm going to say is when you get up, you know, to walk your dog, do it early in the morning or do it at the end of the day
because that pavement
is scorching to them. You have shoes on, right? But they only have their pads, and they can get blistered very fast. I mean,
good point.
I always touch, the pavement to see how hot it is, and it's usually way too hot. So early morning, later on in the day, that's always going to be a better time.
Mm. Now, getting back to cats, you say you want to have or give them access to cool areas such as ceramic sinks and tubs and things. Is that where they got the term cool cat?
I'm fairly sure that's where they got that. No, but it's you know how cats like to go into these dark corners.
Yeah, you're right.
Cool cat, that's a good one, Dave.
Okay, all right, so those are five things to know. Leave the pet at home if you're traveling during the summer months. Best not to keep it in the car, even if you think you have the windows open enough. Leave the air conditioning on at home or a fan or a cool area environment for them to hang out in, and then always have access to water. And then the third would be cold pads. You mentioned wrapping it in a thin towel. For cats especially, they like access to cool areas like ceramic tubs and sinks and things like that. And then dogs, you want to walk either early or late in the day. Those are all great tips.
Can I add also just an extra credit tip here, which is,
sure,
is really fun.
Please do.
Because you don't want to, you know, right now when it's so hot, you don't, as I said with the dogs, you don't want to be exercising them, but exercise is important. So I always think with cats, you know, they aren't necessarily going out with you on walks, but they like to play, and you don't want to overexert them when it's so hot. But you know what's fun is if you take an ice cube and you play with that and let them swat that around.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, that's a fun game to play with them. And then they're also getting, you know, some of the cooling once they catch the ice cube.
Or just freeze their toys and then take them out of the freezer and give it to them. All right.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Hey, Carlene, later this year you're going to be giving a national TED Talk presentation. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's actually a TEDx Talk in
Wilmington, Delaware. Okay.
Yes, in Wilmington, Delaware. And the focus of it, or my topic is, or what they call the idea is, the life-changing power of the animal-human health connection.
Wow.
So I'm going to be talking, I'm going to be talking about some really cool kind of concepts in my book and stories in my book. And also, I have a really great surprise twist at the end, and that's all I can say.
All right. So, come on, just tell us. Okay, and you have a new book in October, Pause for the Good Stuff. That's PAWS. So we'll have you back on before the end of the year, and you can share information on that new book with us, with our radio listeners.
That would be terrific. Thank you so much.
Okay, and thanks. And how can people get your book, Dog is My Doctor, Cat is My Nurse?
They can get it either through their favorite bookstore, and if it's on the shelves, they can easily order it, or they can get it online at Amazon, at Amazon.com.
All right. Thanks, Carlene. So nice to have you again, and we look forward to having you on before the end of the year.
Terrific. Thank you so much.
Okay, there goes Carlene Montez Dioka, author of Dog as My Doctor, Cat as My Nurse. Steve, you have dogs. You have Bhakti. Tell us.
Bhakti and Bindi. We have an Australian Shepherd and a nice Beagle.
Okay, and that's
farm
dog. Bindi, yeah. And you have cats too?
We have four cats.
Four cats. Oh, my gosh.
We control the mice and rats.
Oh, that's right.
We do have rats in Hawaii.
Okay.
The coconuts.
Now, tell us how using the Noni, and let's talk about the pet line that you have for people that are interested, because most, you know, two-thirds of our listeners have a dog or a cat. Yeah.
Well, the Noni Fruit Leather internally, my dog's on YouTube. You hold it up in the air, he jumps up and grabs it. He just eats it. Traditionally, animals know what raw food is. And so fruit laying on the ground, you'll see chickens, birds, dogs, cats, mm-hmm. Pigs eating noni. That's raw food.
Really?
My dog eats it, and he's going on 14. Never had hip dysplasia. Never had a tick or a flea. Never had internal parasites.
What?
Yeah, it's really good for animals. It's raw food. And then we have lotions you apply topically. And the noni lavender lotion, we just had a lady call whose dog had a black fungus condition, smelly flesh.
Mm.
She went to the vet for weeks, tried ointments and drugs, couldn't get rid of it. Started feeding the noni fruit leather to the dog. In 2 weeks, she called. She goes, it's gone.
Mm.
She goes, the fungus is gone,
wow.
And the smell is gone, and the skin. And we have a lot of veterinarians use our stuff. And the report we get, there's coat and skin texture is very, very good. No ticks, no fleas, no parasites. And
oh,
it's
wow.
really good for joint function in older animals by feeding it to them or putting the lotion on. I personally found animals that itch. It's usually plant or food allergens.
Mm-hmm.
You put lotion, put noni on it, it dresses, it soothes the skin, but you start feeding it to them with time to get rid of the plant or food allergen.
And so it's internal and external,
exactly.
Even for the pets, just like
exactly.
for people. Okay.
And it's the exact same formula, exact same thing.
Okay.
We have a package with a people label, with people directions, 1 to 4 pieces, and a pet, 1 piece a day, you know? And
yeah.
people call me all the time, you know?
That perennial joke, yeah, I know yeah. you said it last yeah. time, where the wife called you up all frantic yeah. and said, I accidentally fed my pet the people product. Are they gonna, but what about your husband?
Yeah. Yeah, she said, do I have to take my dog to the vet and pump his stomach? I said, how about your husband? She goes, I'm not worried about my husband. I'm worried about my dog. It's the same thing.
Now, tell people how to get the pet products if they're listening.
Online, we don't, there's not many, well, veterinarians, some certain veterinarians carry it, but online on our website at realnoni.com.
Real Noni.
Real, R-E-A-L, noni.com.
Noni.
And you'll see the pet line and the people line.
Okay.
And we mail it around the world. We ship it U.S. Priority Mail. I mean, for the mainland, it's $6.80, no matter if you buy 1 or 100 products.
Wow.
It's a flat $6.80 shipping.
Wow, that's such a deal, huh?
And the main thing is a 2-year shelf life, and it's all certified organic, non-GMO, it's vegan. We have a 70-acre certified organic farm. We grow it. We process it. We have an FDA-approved facility. Our key thing is maintaining the potency of noni.
Right.
And if you drink noni juice, you're... It's about,
better than nothing, but...
It's better than nothing, yeah,
it's,
I mean, published research, our fruit leather equals 14 32-ounce bottles of noni juice in potency.
14 times more potent than noni juice.
Yeah, because of the process and not letting it ferment.
Okay, and then as far as noni creams out there, most of them are a joke because if they're white or, you know, any other color but yours, chances are they might have 1%, 5%
noni.
The noni
lavender lotion is 99.2% noni fruit leather back in a water base. We tried making shampoos, and they had 1% to 2% of the fruit leather in the shampoos. I said, no, it's got to be at least 30, 40%.
Mm-hmm.
You know, put it in there. You know, we want a therapeutic value,
right.
Not just a label name on
and
it.
And what did the shampoo manufacturer say?
Well, we can't get it to coagulate. We can't get it to do this.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
So,
all right. Okay, on that note, we'll take a bottom of our break here and be back with more information for your good health here on Dr. Health with my botanical medicine expert guest, Steve Fraley. When we come back, surprising way to make pain relievers or painkillers more effective, even if you, whether you use the drug types or the plant-based medicines or natural forms of painkillers. But this is a surprising way to make any of them more effective. We'll be back with more information for your good health here on Dr. Health Radio. I'm David Snow. Don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy.
Is getting a good night's sleep a challenge? Fortunately, there's a superior fast-acting sleep formula called Tranquil Sleep from Natural Factors. This non-habit-forming supplement contains a unique combination of melatonin, 5-HTP, and L-theanine, which works in harmony with your body's natural sleep hormones. Tranquil Sleep can help you fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep sounder, and wake up refreshed, all without feeling drowsy in the morning. The key benefit comes from increasing the time spent in the deeper stages of sleep. It's only in these deeper levels of sleep that we truly experience the rejuvenation, regeneration, and recuperation that sleep provides. Even if you think you get a good night's sleep, give Tranquil Sleep a try. You might be surprised with how much better you've slept by waking up with more energy and enthusiasm to start your day. Learn more at naturalfactors.com.
By now, you've heard about the popularity of products containing cannabis-based CBD because of the many benefits people are experiencing by taking them. What you may not know, though, is there are other plants besides cannabis that contain these same cannabinoids. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the global leader in the research and development of plant-based phytocannabinoids, offers you five dual-acting formulas for the results you expect. Choose from Bliss, Brain, Calm, Inflame, and Sleep. And no matter which doctor-formulated product you choose, you can feel confident that every one of Emerald's safe and effective science-based nutritional supplements are the best value for the price. So if you're someone who's looking for more vibrant health and energy, stop by your favorite health store today to check out the next big thing, the hot products from Emerald Health Bioceuticals, or check them out at emeraldhealthbio.com. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the endocannabinoid company.
His name is Mr. Snow. And
that would be me, your happy, humble health stylist host, David Snow, on your radio. Thanks for staying with us and making us a part of your weekend, which we do hope to make strong and healthy with the information we have for you this morning. Okay, here's a surprising way to make painkillers more effective. Getting enough sleep makes a big difference. This from researchers in Nature Medicine. They did an animal study, and they produced sleep deprivation in mice, which was the equivalent of sleeping only 4 to 5 hours a night, and found that 5 days of poor sleep increased pain sensitivity up to 62%. And get this, ibuprofen and morphine did not ease their pain. The authors say that sleep loss may hamper the production of dopamine. That's a brain chemical that affects your pain perception. So get more sleep and you'll, you know, more sleep equals less pain, right? even whether you use natural or, in this case, the over-the-counter medicine did not help if there was still a sleep deficiency. All right, let's see. Oh, and then one other article that I didn't get to earlier, and this is having to do with letters that cut down on opioid prescriptions. Now, in a novel experiment, doctors got a letter from the medical examiner's office telling them that, or telling them of their patient's fatal overdose. The response, they started prescribing fewer opioids. Other doctors whose patients also overdosed did not get the letters, and their opioid prescribing did not change. Isn't that interesting? They say that recipients put fewer new patients on the recipients of the letters, the doctors. They put fewer new patients on opioids than those who did not get the letters, and they wrote fewer prescriptions for high-dose opioids as well. So that kind of says it all. It really, you know, just to make doctors aware of what the consequences are of these opioids. Now, not to say that noni is going to be as strong as opioids, because sometimes opioids are indicated in the relief of pain, but I know that there is some equivalency as I know, let's see, last time I had you on, it was comparable to tramadol, or what's the...
Tramadol and hydrocortisone, and they actually...
Hydrocortisone,
yeah,
okay.
It was a research study that came out of Hamburg, Germany in 2010 at an arthritic clinic, given the pulp of noni, as effective as tramadol, hydrocortisone, 75% effective as morphine with no negative side effects.
Okay, 75% yeah.
That's morphine. You know, it's the raw pulp.
Right. Okay. Now we should mention that the opioids are much stronger than morphine, but morphine is, you know, one of the stronger pain relievers. So that's pretty notable that it's 75% as effective.
Well, more is not always better.
Sometimes less is more. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay. We talked about the menthol and camphor and your Icy Heat lotion. Now, do the pets also have a version of the Icy Heat lotion?
No, we only do, because if you put the menthol camphor one on an animal and they rub it and get in their eye, they don't have recourse.
Yes.
We do have vets use it on the hindquarters of racehorses for ligament damage and pain. Mm. But they're, as practitioners, aware where to put it so the animal can't get in its eye. So we only have a pet line is the fruit leather, same as people, and the noni lavender lotion, but not the Icy Heat. We don't recommend it on pets.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think, unless a horse is practicing yoga, that he's going to get his mouth over back to his hindquarters. Not quite that flexible. All right. We talked about this during the break. For our Hawaii listeners, since you're at the Made in Hawaii Festival today, you have a free offer for them.
Free offer. The first five people that come up today or tomorrow and say, David's...
Oh, tomorrow, too.
Today goes to... till 9 o'clock at night. Tomorrow it's 10 to 5. But the first five people come up and say, David Snow's show is so much fun. They get a free bottle of any lotion they want, a 4-ounce bottle.
Just have them mention Dr. Health Radio. They don't have to mention my name.
They have to say it's so fun.
Okay. It's a fun show.
But they can,
on the radio.
Can choose. And we have, we have samples there. They can taste the fruit leather.
Okay.
We have the raw fruit. They can see what it looks like if they're not familiar with it. But all the lotions, we have testers. They can try the different ones. Mm-hmm. And they can choose. They can have the Icy Heat lotion or the Noni Lavender lotion for free.
Mm, okay, great. And you, speaking of free, you have, if people go to the island of Kauai, if they're visiting from the mainland, we're broadcasting in the continental United States, yes. But also for our local listeners here, no matter what island you're on.
We still get a lot of tourists. Okay, we're on Kauai, and this is one of my favorite things. I've been an organic farmer since the 60s in Missouri, and it's a passion. So we do a 2.5-hour free farm tour. We have 70 acres. It's not just about Noni. You'll see how it grows. You can taste it. You'll sample our products. But it's a lot about organics, things that we do in a large scale you can do in your backyard and the same thing.
Oh, good.
We mulch, practical. We compost and make it a very unique way. We grow worms for worm castings. We make compost teas. When we start applying worm castings, better known as worm poop, 1 cup to our trees 15 years ago, the trees have never stopped producing fruit 12 months out of the year for 15 years now.
Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. So people see this stuff, and it's just trying to educate people what you can do without pesticides and herbicides and chemical fertilizers.
Wow.
And it works. And it's what nature has done for millennium in the forest floor. Leaves fall on the ground, creates mulch, worms.
Mm-hmm.
Worms are making topsoil.
Wow. So. Now, let's talk about the fact that, or talk about the reason that Noni is not something you'd see in the produce department.
Ferments. It has no shelf life.
Yeah,
so unless you
life.
Grow it or have it, and that was our challenge for 8 years. We put it in refrigerators, it ferments. We packed it in dry ice, it ferments. We froze it, it ferments. We dehydrated low temperatures to make raw food. If you're familiar with apples and pears fruit roll-ups, most of them are dried at 135, 145 degrees Fahrenheit in 8 to 10 hours. You're cooking it. Scientifically, you go past 130 degrees, you kill all the enzymes.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to build our equipment. We have 24-foot-long dehydrators that dry at low temperatures below 115 degrees for potency. But it takes us 60 hours to dry the fruit leather. Lab tests, 2-year shelf life, not refrigerated, pure raw noni pulp. But we've maintained the potency of the pulp so you can actually get it. Because if you don't grow it and have it, within 4 to 6 hours of getting ripe, it starts to turn black and gray. And
A few hours.
And the fermentation, for me, is a God-given ability of the fruit destroying itself.
But isn't that why they ferment the noni juice, or the noni juice is already fermented? And so
that's what they're putting in a glass jar. And even people in Hawaii at the show, people come up with noni trees in their yard, and they say, oh, yeah, my grandma puts it in a glass jar out in the sun. I challenge them, go to Bishop Museum here where they have all the archaeological finds. Mm-hmm. You will not find a glass jar in Hawaii 150 years ago. They did not juice and drink noni. They ate the fruit raw.
The Chinese, as I understand, brought the
Chinese
canning
150
and
years
pickling
ago brought that in. And if it didn't walk and talk, they would ferment it. So they put the natural God-given ability of the fruit is to ferment. They put it in there. You're making a wine. But the alcohol, and that's what Dr. Issel at UH and the cancer research specifically chose not to use fermented noni juice because of potency. You destroy it.
Mm-hmm.
So, we've gotten past that. It took us a long time to figure out how to maintain the potency by low heat dehydration, not fermented. So we grow it, we pick it, we process it, and we package it and we distribute it. We don't private label. We don't send to other companies to make other products because they always want to adulterate it.
And our California listeners can find it at Rainbow Grocery in San Francisco or other outlets there. Yeah. Or the best is online.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's realnoni.com.
And the 800 number on our website, my daughter, Lola, who's grew up planting trees, she's there, and she answers the phone. And she'll talk to you. She'll explain.
Can you give us a phone number?
Yeah, it's 888. 882-6664, which spells Noni.
Okay, 882-NONI, and just remember the 888 toll-free number.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so just to recap this segment of the conversation, unlike fermented foods that are healthy for you, yogurt, kimchi, kombucha, things like that, miso and natto, this is not something that's going to be more nutritious if it's fermented, and it's not a probiotic if it's fermented.
There's so many scientific research that shows it's the exact opposite with noni.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's the God-given ability of the fruit to rot and destroy itself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, noni tastes like blue cheese. Raw food vegan restaurants use our fruit leather and solids for cheese substitute. When it ferments, in most parts of the world, millions call it stinky fruit because it smells like your dirty, rotten socks. It's obnoxious when it ferments.
But that's why you add the lavender to the lotion so that it actually has a pleasant smell.
But our fruit leather has a very much more pleasant, mellow smell because it's not fermented. But when the UH basketball players start using it and they're healing different things, they go, hey, I got a date tonight, and I smell like cheese. So we had lavender our lotion.
Well, go to an Italian restaurant, for goodness sake.
Yeah, I know. Get an Italian girlfriend. No. So we had a little bit of lavender for fragrance. It also has, you know, some
anti-germicidal effects and antibacterial. Yeah.
So everything we do is plant-based, you know, and everything we do is certified organic. You know, it's non-GMO. It's all vegan. It's, you know, we're very specific of what we do.
So if people have, tell us about the different types of pain. You mentioned sports medicine related pain or, you know, sports injuries. But if people have, you know, you can't make claims for arthritis, but for pain relief.
The University of Illinois sent two ethnobotanists to our farm about 2 years ago. They're going to be doing World Health Organization research on spinal inflammation in women in third world countries in the tropics, things they can grow plant-based and use for pain relief instead of opiates.
But there's no money in that.
Well, they're trying to find something they could grow. Yeah, and so they researched 1,000 plants. Noni pulp for them came up number one for pain and inflammation. So they wanted to use our fruit leather because they realized the potency is still there in the pulp. So noni, you know, it's an anti-inflammatory. So whether it's what label you want to give your pain, you know, fibromyalgia, carpal tunnel, rheumatoid arthritis, it addresses inflammation.
And well, at the outset of the show, I talked about the different levels of pain, everything from 2 to 10, and, you know, the kidney pain being
people listen to the show, come down to the show. You put it on for free, you will see what happens in a couple of minutes. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing. And we had thousands of people there yesterday, and we put it on hundreds of people. Mm-hmm. 90% of them, 2-3 minutes, come back, go, I can't believe it. My pain's gone. You know, what is this? You know, and that's what it does. Yeah. You know,
And we should mention that here in Hawaii, it's available in all the natural food stores at the Dole Plantation, which is a big tourist attraction on the leeward side of the island.
The good one for me is just off. There's five or six down to earth over here now.
The down to earth chain of natural food
they
stores.
They carry them. Yeah. GNCs over here carry them.
Oh, okay. All the GNCs. Okay.
On my island, every pharmacy, every health food store carries
them. On the island of Kauai. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. Or if people are listening in the continental United States, it's real dash. No, there's no dash anymore.
No,
it's just real noni.
Either one of them takes it. Our main principal site is realnoni.com.
R-E-A-L-N-O-N-I. Noni is N-O-N-I.
We used to do literally over 300 stores in the mainland for years. We used to go to Expo West, Expo East. We found it got totally misrepresented in health food stores. We'd do conference calls, training people how to use it, and a month they're gone. So now on our website, we only do licensed practitioners, MDs, nurses, sports trainers, veterinarians. Use it in the private practice or we mail it directly to you. We still have a select stores like Rainbow Groceries in San Francisco, Live Live Organics in New York City. Mm-hmm. They've used it for a long time. They understand it. But we don't sell it to new stores anymore because it just totally gets misrepresented.
I see. You know? Okay.
And so that's why we do it directly to people from our website.
Okay. So either through doctors or you don't have to be a doctor to order it. You can order it as a layman, just realnoni.com.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay,
great.
All right. We need to pause here, Steve. I have many more questions for you, but we need to take a break here for this week's health report from veteran TV news reporter Dick Allgaier. And then we have much more information for your good health here on Dr. Health with my guest, Steve Fraley, botanical medicine expert from the island of Kauai here in Hawaii, the Hawaiian Islands. And we are broadcasting from Honolulu, Hawaii. So stick around if you want to stay healthy. Back right after this, but stay tuned now for this week's health report from Dick Allgaier.
A California jury has ordered chemical giant Monsanto to pay nearly $290 million for failing to warn a dying groundskeeper that the weed killer Roundup caused his cancer. Jurors unanimously found that Monsanto acted with malice and that its weed killers Roundup and the professional grade version Ranger Pro contributed substantially to the victim's terminal illness. Monsanto will, of course, appeal. Hope to hold on to a strong memory in your older years? Do your best to maintain a healthy figure as you age. A new study finds that a larger waistline is linked to greater cognitive decline in adults over 60. researchers at Trinity College in Dublin found that a person's waist-to-hip ratio may represent their level of cognitive function. That is, the more belly fat you have, the more likely you'll show some form of cognitive impairment in your 60s. And a new study finds that people who own pets are happier, earn more money, and exercise more frequently than those who don't. Pet owners surveyed were more likely to be married, have a child, hold a college degree, and work the perfect job. I better get a dog. I'm Dick Allgaier. That's this week's Health Report.
Your colon, something you don't usually think about unless it's causing problems like irregularity, constipation, gas, and bloating, or diarrhea after taking antibiotics. For true relief, you need to protect and strengthen your colon with targeted probiotic support. True Bifido contains a powerful dose of probiotics with five bifidobacteria strains that help balance the immune system, promote colon health, and improve digestive comfort. Why True Bifido and not the countless other probiotics on the market? First, it's from Master Supplements, the makers of Theralac, the fastest-acting medical-strength probiotic available. That means True Bifido has the same patented delivery and stimulation as Theralac for fast results. Remember, choosing the right strains, delivering them alive, and stimulating their growth are the keys to an effective probiotic. So if you're looking to improve the health of your colon, look no further than the refrigerated section of your nearest natural food store for True Bifido, the probiotic colon formula that works.
Welcome back to the program. David Snow on your radio. A reminder, next week, be sure to be with us for sound healing. Can just sound alone be a healer? Well, Don Crystal will have that answer for you in the first part of next week's show in this hour of the program, 168 hours from right now. And then we'll have actually a former Miss America contestant talking about the fitness aspect of being a contestant in that pageant.
In studio?
And, she'll be on the phone line. Yeah. I know. You'll fly over from Kauai just to see her, right? Actually, she's a former Miss America contestant. So, okay. All right. Continuing our conversation with Steve Fraley about botanical herbal medicine. We talked earlier about pets, Steve, and this is interesting. I think the listeners will find this surprising. People who supplement their pet's diet, 19% of owners of reptiles give their reptiles or pets vitamins and other supplements. 16% of bird owners do so, 8% of dog owners, and only 4% of cat owners. I mean, what's going on here? People care more for their lizards, 20%, than their cats and dogs. This according to the American Pet Products Association. But supplements with now this is in addition to vitamins or mineral supplements that you would give your pet, right? Or take yourself. Mm-hmm. So this is just a kind of a tonic effect, even if your pets don't have any ongoing conditions. Is that what you would
for Noni?
Yeah, for Noni.
It's interesting. Again, there's 165 compounds. There's high in vitamin A, C, D. It has all these different vitamins.
So it does have nutrients.
It does have nutrients.
But it's not
beneficial compounds.
Right.
So I just found as raw food, I used to take a lot of, supplements. I'm sorry. I used to take a lot of supplements. I found once I started eating Noni, I didn't take those anymore. I didn't need them, you know, so I didn't buy those. I just eat Noni every day. Same thing for animals, you know. Again, I can't stress the fact it's raw food with a lot of compounds. And there's a lot of things in nature that heal, but on the health U.S. Health Department website, there list 65 traditional uses of Noni.
Hmm.
65. Such as from arthritis, tuberculosis, gout, malaria, eczema, psoriasis.
Diabetes, blood sugar, blood pressure.
Yeah, it does. It's an anti-inflammatory, so it addresses the inflammation diseases, keeps them in a normal range.
Right.
So but it's very broad-based, you know. I mean, garlic, turmeric, those are all beneficial, but they're usually for 4 to 5 conditions. Noni, on the health website, the Fed's website, 65 traditional uses with references to where they found it in different cultures by trial and error over thousands of years in Polynesia and Australia. It's here. It's just very broad-based as raw food.
Mm.
It doesn't matter if it's people or pets. You know,
All right.
So we are animals.
So if it's a living thing that has legs,
there you go.
Okay. All right. So your dogs, your cats, your birds, reptiles, and you mentioned horses actually too.
Yep.
And you know they can't talk and say, "Hey, I want more noni." But if you give it to them, they'll be happy, right?
Yeah.
Let's see what else I was going to ask you. Oh, we didn't really get into doses, so okay. We just have a minute or two left. How much do people use for their pets and themselves?
It says on the back of the package, but for people, we recommend 1 to 4. A 2-inch by 2-inch piece once a day is a dietary supplement.
And it's a thin piece, so it's like fruit leather.
Yeah, okay. It's like a fruit roll-up. It opens up in about a 12-by-16-inch package. It tells you in the package. You cut them into 2-inch squares.
And it just melts on your tongue, right?
Melts on your tongue. You can put it in water and dissolve it. Juiceland in Austin, Texas puts it in smoothies as an energy drink.
Mm-hmm.
So, but for more severe conditions, we recommend 2 to 4. To normalize your high blood pressure.
2 to 4 2-inch pieces.
Yeah. And if you take multiple pieces, just like you eat breakfast and dinner, we recommend breaking it up. Spread it out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you're feeding the cells twice a day versus once a day.
Mm-hmm.
For animals, from 1 pound to 100 pound, 1 piece a day. 1 2-inch piece a day.
Oh, okay.
Cats, people rip it up into 1-inch squares and because they're smaller.
Uh-huh.
We've had horses. We have vets use it for horses. I said, how much are you feeding a horse? You know, they go, they're herbivores. They process better than you do. We feed them 2 to 3 pieces a day, just like you do humans.
That's all you need is
A horse.
2 to 3.
My sister raises horses in Bowie, Texas. She has 50 of them. She feeds our
She has 50 horses?
50 horses. She feeds it to the horse every day.
Does half your production go to her?
No. Well, they're only eating 2 to 3 pieces, you know.
Is that right?
But older she takes a lot of animals that are going to put down, and she pampers them, and she starts giving them noni. She sees a lot of things go away.
Wow, so, interesting. Yeah. Give us your website one more time as well as phone number. We only have less than a minute left.
It's real, R-E-A-L, noni, N-O-N-I.com. And
great.
The toll-free number is 888-882-6664.
And a reminder on that free offer at Hawaii event today that you're at.
David Snow's show is so much fun.
And they'll get
You get a free 4-ounce bottle of lotion of your choice. You get the Icy Heat or Lavender Lotion. You can put them on, try them, and we can talk to you. Try it. Also, we have fruit leather samples you can try.
What's your booth number there?
160, right in the middle of the exhibition hall. Not in the arena side. We're in the exhibition hall.
Okay.
Right in the middle. You can't miss it.
Made in Hawaii Festival this weekend, only for our Hawaii listeners. All right. Well, thanks so much, Steve, for being
here.
And we'll hopefully hear from you before the end of the year.
Yeah.
All right.
You have to come over and visit our farm, David.
I know. I got to get over there. I promise you I will. But before the end of the year, we'll make it happen. Okay.
We have a special weed whacker just for you.
You're going to put me to work. Okay. All right. On that note, thanks so much for joining us. Join us again next week, same time, same station, for another edition of the program. Until then, I'm David Snow reminding you that it isn't how long you live, it's how you live long. Aloha. Have a healthy week.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.